Local and state tourism officials gathered recently in Union County to recognize a longtime farm and orchard. The day was a beautiful July day, a day which was not as humid as it had been recently. And at the well-manicured Renderman Orchards Farm Market right on 127 before Alto Pass, the crowd assembled among the fresh local peaches and jellies and jams made from locally grown fruit. And Corey Jobe, director of the Illinois Office of Tourism, said it was a special day for Southern Illinois and for the entire state as well.
Today's a beautiful Wednesday, and what brings you down to Rendleman here in Union County?
Yeah, so we're on a Southern Illinois tour, and we're really talking about two things of importance. Our Illinois Made program, which we're introducing some new makers. Rendleman is one of the makers today. We have over 20 makers in the program in Southern Illinois, 130 statewide. And the Maker program is all about inspiring travel to the state through the eyes of our entrepreneurs, our small business owners who are making something unique and have a product that is handmade or in the farm family for many, many generations and has a story to tell. And we're really inspiring travel through these makers. Right. And then we're also talking about our economic success. Tourism is a major economic engine in the state of Illinois. In 2017, visitors spent almost $37 billion across the state.
Billion with a B.
Billion with a B.
Wow.
And so now we're here with Carol Hoffman and the team from Southernmost Convention and Visitor Bureau and talking about our economic success in the southern part of the state.
Wayne Searles, who along with his wife Michelle are the owners of the orchard and farm market, says it's good to be a part of the business community of Southern Illinois.
Well, we're here because we have been part of the Illinois Maker, and we are a centennial farm that actually produces apples and peaches and vegetables, and we have we're here today in order to be honored for that. And also the Illinois Director of Tourism, Corey Jobe, is going to give a little presentation today about the program and the different places that are involved. And we're really proud to be considered an Illinois maker, and also among all the other great makers in Illinois that help provide tourism and help provide products for this great state.
And it has to really warm your heart, you and your group that run this farm. It makes you feel good knowing that you have the backing of Springfield, and today's the proof.
Yes. It's a big honor for us to be a family farm that is being recognized by the tourism director and the Department of Tourism in Springfield as being an Illinois maker and making a difference in this state as far as tourism goes and as far as agriculture and what we do.
Malcolm and Lorraine Lee of Macanda Inn and Cottages are firm believers in Southern Illinois tourism.
Because we are so far south, we're actually on the same latitude as Richmond, Virginia. So you can actually enjoy winter hiking here, you know, at any time of the year. So, you know, we would certainly encourage people that have never experienced Southern Illinois in the winter to come and visit at that time. I mean, it's great in the summer, you know, any other time of year, but we definitely feel like people, you know, should come for that new experience.
Absolutely, sir. Anything you'd like to add to that?
Well, I think Lorraine covered it pretty well, but being so far south, obviously those folks traveling from more northern regions would find the climate to be a little bit more temperate and not so cold.
Carol Hoffman was there. She's the executive director of the nonprofit Southernmost Illinois Tourism Bureau. And she says her group works to spread the message that the big driver for Southern Illinois tourism, green spaces.
Our mission is to promote the area as a destination for visitors. We cover the lower 10 counties in Illinois, the southernmost tip, the Shawnee Forest Country. Those are the biggest destination drivers to the area is the Shawnee National Forest and the Shawnee Hills Wine Trail. And all that those things encompass, the outdoor rec, the family farms. And we that live here, we know what great assets we have. We just work to let other people know about that on a variety of projects. The Illinois Made program is just one of those many projects or many ways that we promote the area to visitors.
And in case you're wondering, the plaque that was presented to Michelle and Wayne Searles, yes, another Illinois product.
Our plaque is actually made by one of our makers from Alton, Illinois, Mississippi Mud Pottery. They actually designed our plaques that we're presenting to all of our makers around the state. And we encourage any of your listeners, if they know of a maker, a small business owner who is open to the public that has a unique story and makes a unique product, to go to our website at enjoyillinois.com and fill out an application, because we want to hit 200 makers by the end of 2018, and that coincides with the state's 200th birthday, so we're pretty excited.
And it's important to realize that maintaining a strong tourism industry is a team effort. Here is Cobden's Brandy Nance. Brandy is the executive director of the Southern Illinois Wine Trail.
What is the importance of an event like this mean to your organization and everyone who's interested in the growth of Southern Illinois?
Southern Illinois really has a lot to offer here. We've got so many local businesses that are really pushing for, you know, our orchards, our wineries, our vineyards, and so many local businesses. And the more we support each other, the better off we'll all be. And, you know, it's great to see something that's been here. It's part of the history of Southern Illinois, and to continue to grow and bring in new people. It's wonderful.
For WSIU, I'm Kevin Boucher.